Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
COFM Richland Center, Wisconsin, where the news from ABC is sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, providing quality service and equipment for all water systems, and by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Addressing House Republicans Monday in Florida, President Trump said he had a promise for senior citizens.
I will not sign any bill that cuts even a single penny from Medicare or Social Security for our great seniors.
But there are new questions over a new government memo in which the White House Budget Office has ordered federal agencies to cease any financial assistance spending if they suspect the program conflicts with the president's executive orders. Medicare and Social Security are exempt from the directive. At the Justice Department, more than a dozen career prosecutors who worked on Special Counsel Jack Smith's investigations have been fired. The nationwide immigration crackdown continues with more than 2,100 people rounded up. Federal authorities say they're targeting violent offenders. Stock market futures pointing to a higher open after the NASDAQ fell by 3% Monday on news of the new artificial intelligence model from China. This is ABC News. Kansas is dealing with an outbreak of tuberculosis. Health officials there say there are at least 67 active cases, with dozens more people who are not showing symptoms. Two people have died. The warring stars of the movie It Ends With Us now have a court date.
A federal judge in New York on Monday set a March 2026 trial date in the ongoing legal battle between Justin Baldoni and Blake Lively. U.S. District Judge Louis Lyman also signaled his plans to consolidate Lively and Baldoni's lawsuits against each other and scheduled a conference for early next week. Lively has accused Baldoni of sexual harassment and a smear campaign, while Baldoni has accused Lively and her husband Ryan Reynolds of defamation and extortion. Peter Harolambous, ABC News, New York.
Changes on the way at Google Maps. It says American users will soon see the Gulf of Mexico displayed as the Gulf of America after President Trump made the name change in an executive order. Google says it follows changes made by official sources. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Water is essential to life. And at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, that belief drives their commitment to the community. With over 50 years of experience, they provide professional, reliable water system services for residential, agricultural, and commercial needs. Whether it's installation or repairs, their team is available 24/7, 365 days a year, ensuring your water system is always in top shape. For trusted service in Richland Center and the surrounding areas, call Advanced Pump and Well Solutions at 608-649-4488.
I have good news for gluten-free and dairy-free shoppers. Hi, this is Dwayne from Whitaker's Market, and we have allergen-friendly products at prices that won't break the bank. We receive new shipments every week, so there are new options every time you come. For dairy-free and gluten-free, think Whitaker's Market, 1001 Water Avenue, Hillsboro. Open 9 to 5 weekdays, 9 to 3 Saturdays, and follow us on Facebook to see our daily ads.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Movies are more fun at the Blaine Theater, with great snacks and family-friendly $5 admission per person. Visit statetheaters.com and click on Blaine Theater. And the Leah Granzo Agency is your American Family Insurance Agency in Boscobel and Highland. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with Leah Granzo and American Family Insurance. An update on sports is sponsored by the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. The Richland Center boys basketball team with a non-conference win last night, 62-51, over visiting Black River Falls. Elsewhere, Ithaca was a winner against Brookwood, 65-41. And Weston over Riverdale, 100-83. Highland, 88. Cassville, 49. Mount Hora beat Platteville, 91-59. In girls basketball,
call Ithaca over Brookwood, 51-15. Argyle Pecatonica got the win against River Valley, 77-43. Royal, 70, and Black River Falls, 56. Platteville, 60. Mount Horeb, 40 as well in girls' hoops. Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard each scored 35 points, leading the Bucks to a 125-110 victory over the Utah Jazz. Giannis also had 18 rebounds and 7 assists, powering the Bucks to their ninth victory in 11 games. Lillard added 8 assists and Chris Middleton 22 points off the bench. Elsewhere in the NBA, Cleveland 110, Detroit 91, the Lakers 112, Charlotte 107, New York over Memphis 143-106, Sacramento 113, New Orleans 104, Sacramento beat Brooklyn 110-96, Houston over Boston 114-112, Chicago got the win against Denver 129-121. In double overtime, Miami 125 and Orlando 119. Minnesota beat Atlanta 100-92. Dallas 130, Washington 108, and Phoenix 111, and the Clippers 109. From the NHL, Philadelphia 4-2 over New Jersey. Detroit beat Los Angeles 5-2. Vancouver 5, St. Louis 2. Edmonton 4, Seattle 2. San Jose 2-1 over Pittsburgh.
When the quality of your care and comfort matter most, the Kramer Infusion Center at the Richland Hospital and Clinics is here for you. We partner with regional hospitals to offer infusion treatments for patients close to home, offering gamma Guard immunity boosters, blood transfusions, and chemotherapy monitored by an on-site oncologist. For expert infusion care in a familiar environment, call the Kramer Center and ask if your care can be delivered close to home at the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
A high today of 44 degrees. Tonight, a few clouds and a low of 26. Wednesday, 37, a bit cooler. Wednesday night, a low of 22. Thursday, near 50. We could be near some record temperatures that day. And Friday, 38. Right now in Richland Center, after the daytime high yesterday of 42, we are down from that. It was 27 at midnight, and our overnight low is the current reading, 15 degrees. Good morning. Today is Tuesday, January 28th.
He wondered how she'd take it when he said goodbye. Thought she might do some crying, lose some sleep at night. But he had no idea when he hit the road that without him in her life, she'd let herself go. Let herself go on a singles cruise to Vegas, once been to Honolulu. Let herself go to New York City, a week at the spa, came back knocked out pretty. When he said he didn't love her no more, she let herself go. Soul into their three-bedroom ranch. Spent her days raising babies, ironing his pants. Came home one day from the grocery store and found his note. And without him there to stop her, she let herself go. Let herself go on her first blind date. Had the time of her life with some friends at the lake. Let herself go, buy a brand new car. Drove down to the beach, he always said was too far. Sand sure felt good between her toes. She let herself go on a singles cruise to Vegas.
once, then to Honolulu, let herself go. To New York City, a week at the spa, came back knocked out free. When he said he didn't love her no more, she let herself go. Knocked out pretty.
George Strait, WRCO, Phil D with you. Good to be with you today. It is awesome. Fighting through kind of a sinus thing, as you can hear, but doing better. And it's funny, a lot of people have it. I've talked to a lot of people, and it lasts a long time. I've had it off and on now. This is probably day 8 or 9. So, yeah, lovely. We're kind of on the downhill side of January, though, and optimism toward February, optimism toward maybe a record-breaking day on Thursday, weather-wise. So, yeah, we'll see how it goes. But yesterday, 42 didn't feel too bad until the winds kicked up and a little light snow came in. But who's complaining, right? I guess me. Here's Bailey Zimmerman.
Broken roads that I'm trying to mend, but this is where it ends, and I'm breaking down. You were lying when you said that you were trying to work things out, but now I'm broken down. Went to battle for you always, fought for you on your worst days, then you told me that you don't love me no more. You're the is where it ends. Had to bury all your memories, couldn't see what everybody sees. A red flag said I should have walked out that door. Went to battle for you always, fought for you on your worst days, then you told me that you don't love me no more. You're the chance. Like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, sun came shining down on all of your lies. I got too much pride to let that happen again. So this is where it ends. This is where show me what true love should it be. I found myself the second I gave up on us. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. Like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, sun came shining down. I know that you're this is where it ends.
I can still remember like it was yesterday when Daddy sold his Corvair and we watched it drive away. Well, then we walked down to the corner with the money that he got. He bought a Vista Cruiser off of Mr. Kelly's lot. Well, that station wagon was the ugliest thing around, and I'd hide beneath the dashboard every time we drove to town. Now 21 years later, I got a wife and kid, and I'm standing here on Kelly's lot just like my daddy did. And I'm singing, goodbye 20s, hello minivan, look out 30s, I'm becoming my old man.
Keys are in my pocket,
I got the title in my hand.
Goodbye 20s, hello minivan.
Selling that 4x4 really hurt my pride, but the cold hard fact was the lack of room inside. Well, so long to my younger days, I don't cruise for chicks no more. Now it's luggage racks and fruit juice packs and an extra sliding door. And I'm singing,
goodbye 20s, hello minivan, look out 30s, I'm becoming my old man.
Yeah, I got the title in my hand.
Goodbye 20s, hello minivan. I can see us on the highway, baby's fast asleep. Mama reads a book and I'm in the driver's seat. Heading off to places we've never been before, with everything I need and room for more. Hello minivan, look out 30s, I'm becoming my old man.
Keys are in my pocket,
yeah, I got the title in my hand.
Goodbye 20s, hello minivan.
Yes, the old minivan. We finally, we don't have one anymore, but we certainly did for a while. And that was always kind of a messy situation with peanut butter sandwiches and things like that in the back. And of course, that's when I rode in the back with the kids. But anyway, coming up, news, weather, and sports today at 6:30. We'll update you on some notes on news and weather. A lot of people talking about the warm-up trend here toward the end of the week, and some exciting high school sports last night, and more coming up tonight as well.
Furniture, decor, and more in Boscobel and Westby is hosting a health and wellness event on Saturday, February 1st from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Discover the people and services available in our community to help you live your best life, and take advantage of this opportunity to talk to experts about how to take care of yourself and your home. Visit their Facebook page for a list of participating businesses. Don't miss it. Saturday, February 1st from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. Door prizes and giveaways at Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel and Westby.
It's that time of year again, the 15th annual Groundhog Day celebration at Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center, and we're celebrating like never before. Will we see six more weeks of winter? It doesn't matter, because we're rolling out fantastic savings that will leave you springing for joy. We have over 80 pre-owned and program vehicles to choose from, all marked down for our Groundhog Day shadow sale as low as $99.87. Over 40 pre-owned trucks are available right now with fantastic finance options too. See our website at joneschev.com and see the inventory with over 70 new Chevrolets, including the Silverado and the all-new family-friendly Chevy Equinox. No matter what the groundhog predicts, you can drive away in your dream car ASAP. Now through February 1st, the 15th annual Groundhog Day celebration at Jones Chevrolet, your Chevy truck headquarters, and where the best deals don't hibernate. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in Southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Get ready for a night you won't forget. Howl to Go Dueling Pianos is coming to events at Castle Rock on County G on Saturday, February 8th. These dueling piano masters will have you singing, dancing, and requesting your favorite songs all night long. Tickets start at just $45 and include dinner and the show. But hurry, tickets are selling fast. Don't miss this epic night of live music and interactive fun. Visit events at castlerock.com to grab your tickets today. That's events at castlerock.com. See you at Castle Rock for a night to remember.
From our kitchen to your ears, Richland Family Restaurant, proud sponsor of WRCO Studios.
Space or for me to pull you closer. I can be your sunshine on rainy days. I can wipe your tears away. Just pick out a song I can hold you to. Go on, let down your hair, baby. Kick off your shoes. They say life's a dance. If that's the truth, I only wanna dance with you. When the days are easy, when the nights get long, I can be your strength when you ain't feeling strong. Close your eyes. Don't forget to breathe and just follow my lead. And we can pick out a song I can hold you to. Go on, let down your hair, baby. Kick off your shoes. They say life's a dance. And if that's the truth, I only wanna dance. Yeah.
Fred Young. I hope your dance card's not filled. I only want to dance with you. Right. 16 degrees now at WRCO Studios on the Words Floor and Home Thermometer. Here is Mr. Ed Travis.
Sunday, someway, you'll realize that you've been blind. Yes, darling, you're gonna need me again. It's just a matter of time.
Travis on WRCO Radio, and it is just a matter of time. A news update is next.
Hello, this is Dwayne from Whitaker's Market. Begin the new year well by visiting our bulk candy department. We have a large selection of both milk and dark chocolates, everything from coffee beans and caramels to cashews and pecans and tart cherries. I think there's around 40 choices in all. No chocoholic will be left behind at Whitaker's Market, 1001 Water Avenue, Hillsboro.
Attention farmers and ranchers, join them at South Central Livestock Exchange in Reedsburg for the best livestock sales in the region. Whether you're buying or selling, they offer competitive prices and top-notch service. Their expert staff is there to assist you every step of the way. Don't miss the next auction. It's the place to be for all your livestock needs. Visit them at South Central Livestock Exchange in Reedsburg or call Barry at 963-1006, your trusted partner in livestock sales.
Valentine's Day. Yep, it's almost here again. This is Jamie at JJ Walsh Jewelers, and I have to ask, has Valentine's Day gotten boring at your house? I have a way to get some sparkle in her eyes for you. Sparkling diamonds. We have so many diamonds just waiting to be matched up to the perfect woman. Earrings, necklaces, bracelets, and of course rings. Maybe you want to upgrade her old diamond. We do that right here too. To make it easier, we offer financing with approved credit, and we have just lowered our diamond prices to make it easier than ever for you to get a larger diamond. Let's make a deal. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, Downtown Richland Center. Happy Valentine's Day.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News Time today is sponsored by Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, helping you create the home you can't wait to come home to. Today's forecast calls for a high of 44, so warmer than normal for today. Tonight, a few clouds and breezy and a low of 26. Right now, 16 degrees in Richland Center.
Here at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we want to make the transition as easy as possible. Whether you are moving into assisted living, downsizing, or looking for a change, we got it. We are willing to work around your schedule. We offer delivery, setup, and disposal. We carry a variety of comfortable and functional pieces to fit everyone's needs, such as lift chairs, adjustable beds, and more. Stop into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet to make your transition easier. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 to noon.
I'm Phil Nee with a look at news today. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin says she's ready to work with Republicans. The Wisconsin Democrat who won a third term in November says she looks forward to meeting with Republican colleagues. During a town hall video conference on Monday with constituents in southwestern Wisconsin, Baldwin said her office is scheduling these meetings now. Issues she hopes to address include the bipartisan border security bill, which Baldwin said was tanked by politics in the last Congress. Now that the election is over, she wants to bring that back up and pass it. Baldwin also hopes to address child care and housing costs and defend against charges and changes to Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. Also today in news, a survey of Wisconsin businesses finds supports for tariffs on China. That's according to the latest Wisconsin employer survey by Wisconsin manufacturers and commerce. 86% of respondents to the semi-annual report imposing tariffs on countries like China in response to unfair trade practices. But business leaders have concerns about other proposed tariffs. 55% support 25% tariffs on imports from Canada and Mexico, while 56% oppose. 73% support President Trump's plan to use tariffs as a negotiating tactic to slow illegal immigration. When asked how increasing tariffs would impact their business, 50% said it would have a negative effect, 26% said it would be positive, while 24% said it would have no impact. WMC surveyed 153 employers that make up a representative sample of its membership. A community forum is scheduled for the upcoming days. Wednesday, residents in Richland County will get updates and the opportunity to ask questions. The forum scheduled for this Wednesday will be held at 6 p.m. at the Phoenix Center Banquet Hall. David Turk is chair of the Richland County Board of Supervisors.
We had a community meeting last year when we first started getting our assessment results back on the campus buildings. Mm-hmm. And Simons was not part of that. It was just the other buildings at the campus they were doing an assessment on. And it was very eye-opening, and in large part, the news was not good. We have gotten more in-depth information since then. We'll share some of that at the forum coming up to let people know what the status is and what we know for sure. First and foremost, we know we got to replace a bridge because right now it's not safe to get heavy equipment across the existing bridges to even contemplate doing anything with the buildings. So that's a project that will get underway this spring, and we'll talk a little more about that. But yeah, just share information with folks where we stand. A lot of people are asking what's going to happen next. Well, we're still figuring out where we stand in a lot of ways. In addition to the condition of the buildings out there, there are other conversations about what the county's space needs are. Our courthouse is historic, but dated. doesn't necessarily meet the needs of a modern courtroom in many ways. Our jail has longstanding issues and has had for a while now, and it's getting closer to the time where state inspectors may tell us, all right, you need to do something. So these are just some of the other factors that we're considering in looking at, okay, the county has space needs, so where do we have space? That's not to say, oh, we're going to put a jail on the campus park. No, that's not what we're saying, but we need to be thinking in those terms as we look at all the other things we're dealing with.
The Community Forum is a collaboration effort between Richland County, the City of Richland Center, the Richland School District, and Simons Recreation Complex.
Well, we'll see where people want to go. We're certainly going to focus on campus property. I'm very proud of what's going on at Simons with Mike and Kyle and the whole staff out there making some visible improvements that people are noting. And you hear the buzz in the community, people talking about it. The contributions of the foundation have been very significant in that. And while that may not represent a huge slice of our county budget, it's a very visible picture of the county, the city cooperating together. You know, there's interest in what can involvement of the school district be. We can talk about that. We are working on an MOU, a memorandum of understanding with the school district for them to be able to use the campus gymnasium for some activities. Haven't got that finalized yet, but we're working on it. So, you know, that's all part of recognizing that, yes, there is cooperation taking place among units of government, trying to get things to happen for the benefit of our whole community.
The Community Forum will be recorded and made available on Nova Video's YouTube channel. Ron Fruit will moderate. Everyone is encouraged to attend the Community Forum on Wednesday starting at 6 p.m. at the Phoenix Center Banquet Hall. Data shows lung cancer rates are declining in Wisconsin.
The report says declining smoking rates, effective tobacco control policies and regulations, earlier diagnosis, and improved treatments are responsible for the decline. In Wisconsin, lung cancer deaths still outnumbered all prostate, breast, and colon cancer deaths combined. The five-year relative survival rate for lung cancer in Wisconsin is 29.4%. In Wisconsin, the majority of people with lung cancer are between the ages of 70 and 79. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A former chancellor who was fired after regents learned he was producing pornography is suing the University of Wisconsin. Joe Gao wants to get reinstated as a communications professor. UW System regents fired Gao as the lacrosse chancellor in December of 2023. He lost his backup teaching job last September after a faculty committee recommended he lose his professorship as well. Gao is unapologetic about the pornographic videos, YouTube show, and ebooks that he and his wife have produced. His federal lawsuit filed on Monday accuses the university of violating his free speech rights and seeks reinstatement and lost wages and damages. A UW System spokesperson declined comment. The Richland School District has 3 years to complete its capital referendum projects. With the help of PMA Financial, the district is investing bond proceeds at the same time that the referendum window is open and projects are being planned, completed, and paid for. Initially, $15 million was invested from the first sale of bonds into different investment categories, including government investment pools, treasuries, and CDs. As some of the short-term investments mature, they are returned into an investment pool. The district uses these liquid monies to pay referendum bills that are due. As of January 22nd, the Richland School District has paid $1.5 million in referendum expenses. Charlie Verbos, Director of Finance from PMA, gave an update to the Richland School District Board of Education at its meeting last night on the interest rates associated with the investments. The board approved the acceptance of funds from Alliance for Wisconsin Youth, Wisconsin WINS program, and the State Opioid Response. The funding sources have been identified to support the Partners for Prevention Coalition's efforts in preventing youth substance use and enhancing community engagement, of which the Richland School District is the fiscal agent for the children and the coalition. A number of gifts were also accepted by the board for the Richland School District.
There's no such thing as too much caring. That's why Gunderson Health System and Bellin Health have come together to form Amplify Health. The same doctors you trust, the same hospitals and clinics you count on, the same great care, all amplified by an even higher focus on empathy. Amplify Health is more than just a new name. It's a way to make personalized care more personal than ever. Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
For today, the forecast calls for a high of 44, partly cloudy and warmer than normal. A few clouds tonight and a low of 26, 37 for tomorrow. And then that near record high coming up for Thursday, right around 50 or so. This morning, it's a nice morning after a starlit night. 27 was the midnight reading. Right now, it is 15 degrees.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home in Spring Green. Want to give your house a new look? Whether it's one room or a whole house, we can help. From the industry's best Karastan carpet to exceptional hardwood floors by Mirage, or even if it's vinyl plank, we have it. Want a new kitchen or bath? We can help with that too. Quality products and quality service from a company you can trust. Wirtz Floor and Home.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
WRCO Sports, sponsored by Simons Recreation Complex, Richland Center's public indoor swimming pool and fitness center, and by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. It was a busy night for high school sports. It'll be even busier tonight, and the Bucks picked up a win last evening. Those stories coming up.
A Kubota tractor will help you get all those jobs done fast and easy. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. Kubota is known for their high-quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors. They have hydrostatic transmissions, loaders, and three points. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of Kubota tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of Kubota tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
The Richland Center boys basketball team won a non-conference game last night, 62-51, over visiting Black River Falls. The Hornets built a 10-point lead in the second half before the Tigers went on a 12-0 run to take the lead, which they would not give up until late in the game. Richland Center broke a 57-all tie with a three-point basket from sophomore Trayton Shep and two free throws as well from Jaden Shep hit the three, and Trayton Shep gave the Hornets a couple of free throws to claim victory against their Cooley Conference opponent. Richland Center improved to 8-8. Hornets senior Wes Bosworth had 24 to lead all scorers. Following the game, the win, the Hornets will prepare to host Platteville on Thursday night. It was a shootout at Weston last night. Weston got the win, 100-83. Leading scorers for Weston were Garrett Jennings with 31, Trevor Westball 26, Isaac Jennings 21. Garrett Jennings went over the 1,000-point career scoring mark in his high school career. For Riverdale, Bevan Dennis had 32, including 9 three-pointers. Henry Drone had 23, and Owen Blankenship 18 in the game at Weston last night. Another 1,000-point scorer, Wes Cressinger of Highland, went over 1,000 points last night, and the Cardinals scored 88-49 victory over Cassville. Also, it was a win for Ithaca over Brookwood, 65-41. Mount Hora beat Platteville, 91-59. Viroqua, 78. Dodgeville, 75. Luther, 82-26 over Cashton. In boys basketball, on the girls' side, it was Ithaca with a win against Brookwood, 51-15. Argyle Pecatonica, 77, River Valley, 43. Royal, 70, and Black River Falls, 56. Platteville, 60, Mount Horeb, 40. It was Westby over GET, 60-44. Belleville beat Mineral Point, 60-51. Also in girls basketball, Westfield over Wisconsin Dells, 58-44. There's wrestling action in the area tonight. Riverdale hosts a quad featuring area teams Hillsboro, Ithaca Weston, Richland Center, and the host Chieftains at Riverdale Schools. That begins at 5 o'clock this afternoon. And Iowa Grant, Highland, Lancaster, and Boscobel involved in a triangular tonight as well at Lancaster. Boys basketball, it's a Ridge and Valley good one. North Crawford at Ithaca, while Seneca plays at DeSoto, and Weston at Kickapoo. Wazika Steuben travels to Lafarge. New Lisbon at Hillsboro as well. All in boys basketball this evening, and River Valley travels to Reedsburg. Girls basketball, Westby is at Richland Center, River Valley at Boscobel, Fenimore at Riverdale, and Iowa Grant at Lancaster, DeSoto at Kickapoo, Hillsboro at Mauston, Ithaca travels to New Lisbon, Reedsburg at Baraboo, Viroqua at Seneca, and Wisconsin Heights at Dodgeville. The Bucks hit more than 60% from the floor in a 125-110 win at Utah last night. Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard scored 35 points each, and the two stars were good on a combined 30 of 45 shots. Chris Middleton added 22 off the bench. Milwaukee makes a quick turnaround for back-to-back games. They'll be in Portland against the Trailblazers tonight. Marquette and Wisconsin each moved up one spot in this week's AP Men's College Basketball Top 25 poll. Marquette stays in the top 10 at number 9, and Wisconsin is at number 17. The Golden Eagles are back on the court Tuesday at Butler. The Badgers travel to Maryland for the next Big Ten Conference game coming up on Wednesday. And despite mediocre results, the Packers have extended the contract with special teams coordinator Rich Bisaccia. He had been a candidate to take over as head coach for the Dallas Cowboys. He will remain in Green Bay in Bisaccia's first season handling special teams. The Packers moved up from dead last to 22nd. Last year, the same unit dropped back to 29th. That's an update on sports today for a Tuesday morning. I'm Phil Nee.
Why should you join Simon's Recreation Complex? It's not about their modern equipment or great exercise classes or even the comfy swimming pool. It's about how you can get the best out of your 50-plus body now and for the rest of your life. If you think taking part in the programs offered at Simon's Recreation Complex would be just for young people, it's time to rethink that notion. As we get older, it's more important than ever to keep moving. For people who are not active, even a small amount of exercise can have healthy benefits. And if you're already healthy, staying active helps you build extra muscle, reserve, and flexibility to recover more quickly if you do get sick. Exercise is not only for your body, it can also be beneficial for your brain. Exercise has been shown to decrease depression and anxiety as well as improve and preserve awareness. Stop by Simon's Recreation Complex at 1250 Simon Circle in Richland Center, or call them at 647-8522. You can also visit simonsrec.com to see how they can help you retain your quality of life.
100.9 WRC.
So I'm writing you this.
she staying single, next thing you know. You meet a girl at a bar, and next thing you know, you get her laughing, it's 2 a.m. You're telling your buddies, 3 months in, and she ain't moving in, but next thing you know, there's a U-Haul trailer, next thing you know. Your old apartment, it's y'all's new place. There goes the carpet, but the deer head stays. Next thing you know, you're saving money like never before. Just spend it all at a jewelry store. Getting down on one knee on her mama's porch. Just pray she don't say no. Next thing you know, your best man gives a half-drunk speech. And your sunburn on a honeymoon beach. And your left hand's getting used to that ring. And there the next 2 or 3 years gone. Next thing you know, we're really trying. Next thing you know, there's a test on the counter. Next thing you know, she's standing there crying, nodding her head yes. You're half excited, half scared to death. Cause next thing you know, you're wearing scrubs and a funny white hat, and the doctor's saying, how you doing there, dad? And nobody's ever called you that, and you take the drive home slow. Next thing you know, it's first steps, first dates, first car. It's 11:01, wondering where they are. You're saying that a USC's too far. It's amazing how fast 17 years go. Next thing you know, next thing. Been with a lot of years of remember wins and still some down the road. Cause next thing you know, you got a yard full of your kids and you take them to church, teach them to fish, and you tell them stories every chance you get about how fast this life down here can go. Next thing you know,
next thing you know, Henry Bray shows up. It was a good day for a little bit, but oh well, what do you do? What do you do? 16 at WRCO Radio. We'll be in with a quizzy poo, I think. I was going to call in sick for the quizzy poo, but I guess I've got to show up for that in about a half hour.
Hello, this is Added Touch Floral on Main Street. Let us help make your Valentine's special this year with a beautifully arranged bouquet by Ashley and Samantha. We also have candy bouquets, stuffed animals, a large selection of wines, balloons, and candles. Give us a call at 647-2319 or order directly on our website at addedtouchfloral.com. Don't be that guy who forgot Valentine's Day and order early to enter our $250 giveaway to Open Season, JJ Walsh, or Added Touch Floral. Check our Facebook page. We look forward to making this day special for your Valentine.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes and those clunky noises. I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
It's the 15th annual Groundhog Day celebration now through February 1st at Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center. Will we see 6 more weeks of winter? It doesn't matter because we're rolling out fantastic savings that will leave you springing for joy. We have over 80 pre-owned and programmed vehicles to choose from. See our website at joneschev.com and see the inventory with over 70 new Chevrolets, including the Silverado and all new Chevy Equinox. Groundhog Day at Jones Chevrolet, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Wilkinson Auctions is proud to present our annual Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. This is a huge auction with tractors, farm equipment, tillage equipment, planters, trucks, trailers, combines, and more. We're taking quality consignments of equipment. Get your equipment up to the Hillsboro Auction Yard today. This is a live auction with online bidding available. The Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. More info at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
WRCO Radio, where it is 15 degrees in Richland Center. Phil Nee with you today as we get set for the regular features along the way. A little bit later on, birthdays and anniversaries for today. Here is Exile and a little 8-track flashback. That's Exile, and She's a Miracle on WRCO Radio. Our news update is next here this morning. Right now we're at 15 degrees, headed toward 44 a little bit later on today. 26 for tonight, up to 37 tomorrow, and then that beautiful Thursday with temps near 50 degrees.
Good morning. This is Andy from Equity Livestock with your market results from January 27th. We had 438 head today, 26 head of fat cattle day. High yielding choice foal senior steers, 178 to 188. Choice foal senior steers, 167 to 177. And select unfinished steers and heifers, 166 and down. 133 head of slaughter cows day. The top 20% bring 129 to 154. The middle 60, 101 to 128. And the bottom 20%, 1 and down. Two bulls day. Bulls were 130 to 146. Calves, we had 252 head of calves day. The top 80% Holstein bull calves bring